a year of opportunities for the National FFA Western Region Vice President, Ryan Williamson. Ryan, what has your year been like serving as a National FFA officer?
I think the best way to describe it is life-changing for me. I didn't really know what to expect going into national office. I knew that I would have once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, but I didn't know just how much I would treasure every single day. Like, I think of the over 100,000 miles that my teammates and I were able to each travel this year, but I also think of the little moments in between, whether that was playing Foursquare with some middle school students in North Carolina, where it was running outside in the middle of April because it was snowing in Wyoming, and I, someone from Texas, had never seen snow in April before. It's those little moments that I think really changed my life, and those moments that I got to celebrate with FFA members everywhere.
So much excitement wherever you went. Yes. in this role. Tell me about some of those memories that you made with FFA members at the local level or even at state conventions.
Yes, I've had so many of those really good memories that I think I'll treasure forever. Throughout this year, I've always tried to journal those good memories. And I think of my time in New Jersey whenever I went to a school called Cape May Tech. They're a school centered around career and technical education. But what stood out to me was in their program, they learn about the agricultural species in their area. So it was really cool. They even have a school boat. They took me crabbing for the first time, and I'd never done that before. That was definitely a learning curve for me. But it was just cool to see agricultural education happening where students were and seeing them learn through those hands-on experiences. But I'll also just treasure the little moments where I was sitting at the back of a convention hall, and I got to sit next to a member who maybe didn't know much about FFA, and just getting to learn about them and what they wanted to get involved with, and getting to keep up with students afterwards. I'm definitely grateful for social media for that.
What you saw is FFA at a three-circle mile of the whole, what FFA stands for. Tell me about how cool it was to see agriculture education and FFA in many different areas, whether it's production agriculture to technology to engineering.
You know, in so many ways, I was able to see agriculture on all different fronts. Like my teammates and I, we went to South Africa at the very beginning of the year. And there we got to see all types of production agriculture in a country none of us had ever been to before. But we also got to see it right here in the United States of America. I remember during FFA week, I got to go to a high school called William Penn High School. They're in Delaware. And it's pretty urban in that area, and most of the students had not grown up on a farm where they didn't have much agriculture experience at all, but the high school was on some original acres of William Penn's farm, and so they operate their own farm, they keep bees, and it was really cool to get to talk to students who maybe had never experienced agriculture before, but they said, you know, I actually want to work in production agriculture now, because they were doing things that innovated, they were doing things that they were passionate about, and they were also just getting to learn together as a group. So I definitely have learned about agriculture from the most technical sides of it to even just the most rural parts of it. It's been really cool.
A lot of special memories that you've been mentioning, which is awesome to hear. Take me back to what you thought the experience was going to be like, mm-hmm. and how it's actually changed different perspectives for you.
I'm not exactly sure what my preconceived notion of national office was. I knew it was this awesome experience. I knew that I was going to be really, really busy and far from home often. But I think I didn't realize just how much I would treasure the relationships that I got to build. I knew that I would get to interact with members often, but I didn't realize that some of them would become lifelong friends along the way. And I now get to say that I have friends who are in New Jersey or Wyoming or California and everywhere in between. So I think that is one expectation that I didn't even realize that I needed to have. And I'm grateful that I got to experience those things. But also just how much like it would grow me in a way. Like I knew that I would be giving back to FFA, but I didn't realize how many people would get to invest in me and how many people I would get to call a friend after this year, because they want to see me grow and they want to see me thrive too. So those are two things I'm very grateful for.
While you traveled across the nation, your home state is the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. Remind me, what's your background involved in agriculture and how you got started in the Blue Jacket?
I always like to say that I sit in the middle of being a traditional ag student and a non-traditional ag student. I grew up in a small town where the population is about 10,000. We're a very diverse agricultural city where most people do work in some type of way connected to agriculture. In fact, we're so heavy in agriculture that my high school mascot was literally called the Rice Bird. So if that tells you how much we value agriculture, that's a part of my upbringing. Now, my grandpa was an agricultural mechanic, and I have some other extended family members who were involved in agriculture, but I lived inside of city limits, and my dad's a police officer, my mom is a librarian. So in a way, I grew up in a non-traditional ag environment, and that I raised rabbits in my backyard, and that was my supervised agriculture experience project. So I have definitely strong ties to agriculture, but I definitely am at a point where I'm still learning about things too.
You're still learning, maybe here in college. What are the next steps for you after serving as a National FFA officer?
Yeah, so in January, I'll resume my studies at Texas A&M University. I have about a year and a half left of studies and classes, but I'm a business major with the hopes of working in agricultural policy one day. So maybe my journey will bring me to Washington, D.C., or it'll keep me in Texas. I'm not sure, but I hope to one day create an impact on policy on behalf of farmers and agriculturists everywhere.
As you've done so many cool things this past year and you've seen so many FFA members, what advice would you have to FFA members nationwide?
You know, I shared a keynote at every single state convention I went to about the power of curiosity. And I think that's the biggest advice that I would give to an FFA member starting out, or even an FFA member who's been doing it for a while, is first off to say yes to opportunities, because you never know where something that might make you a little bit curious could take you, whether that's doing a new supervised agriculture experience project or a new contest or going to a new conference or convention. That might connect you to an opportunity you never know. But I also think it's important to know when maybe something isn't the right opportunity. So I'm a big person who just believes that it's good to try something new, but also good to recognize when something might not be a fit for you. So if something doesn't feel like it's a fit, don't feel like you have to do it just because everyone else is doing it. Do what actually makes you passionate and what makes you curious, and continue to pursue that.
Like I've mentioned before, a year of opportunities for you and continuing to be curious. Last words of what this year has been like for you.
You know, I take off my FFA jacket in just about 4 or 5 days, and it's going to be bittersweet in a lot of ways. I'm closing a chapter of life where I grew a lot. And especially this year, I've been pushed and challenged to grow every step of the way, but I couldn't be more grateful for the opportunity to just grow alongside FFA members all across the United States and to continue to be invested in. So I'll treasure this experience forever.
That was Ryan Williamson, serving as the National Western Region Vice President. For National FFA, I'm Michelle Stengler.